Dear listener, since the title of this podcast series is Diaries, Letters, Stories, it seems fitting to end the podcast with a letter of farewell to you. I'm going to publish a book composed of all of these 33 episodes. I regard the podcast series of episodes as chapters in a spoken memoir. I think each of us has a memoir to write or tell. Perhaps you are writing or telling yours, or perhaps listening to mine has inspired you to keep a diary, to read again some letters, or to share with someone else stories that have been important to you. Sometimes, when we have no one to talk to, it is a comfort to talk by writing things down, and reading back what you've written, in my experience, can bring about an understanding of yourself or others that, at the time, could not be seen. Distance does make things clearer. In my own case, keeping a diary for 35 years has enabled me to look back a very long way. As my old friend William Maxwell once wrote, "The view from 70 is breathtaking." The value of any memoir, I think, the reason we're interested in another person's personal, intimate life, is that hearing it or reading it can help us think about our own life. Each of us has only one life, after all, a life filled with moments and events of great importance to us. Each of us has just this one life, one precious lifetime, our time on earth. And none of us can know the length of that time, but we can try to ensure its quality by paying attention, by using our precious one days at a time to really see how valuable our ordinary days are. We can listen to one another, tell our stories to one another, and by doing so, help, teach, model, and comfort one another. For each of us will face, or has faced, along with happiness, the sorrows, afflictions, losses, and griefs that are, too, part of life. It is my hope that through listening to these episodes, you have learned some of what I have learned, that by your accompanying me on my journey through time, your own awareness of your own journey has become more acute. At the heart of these stories is emotional connection to others. And that first emotional relationship between a mother and her child. The mother and child relationship has such a profound impact, not only upon the child and the adult that the child becomes, but even upon future generations. If you, like me, had a mother unable to give you what every child needs to bloom, perhaps you have found, like me, that while it's more difficult to create a life of wholeness and deep connection to others, it is far from impossible. Broken beginnings, whether from insufficient mothering caused by addiction or death or by a mother's own emotional wounds, do not have to mean broken endings. There are people, if we seek them, if we can open ourselves to them, and to asking for help. There are people who can provide for us the listening, the support, the understanding, the comfort, the love which each of us needs. And we can find, too, that our caring for others, our willingness to listen to others' pain, can heal emotionally, even when it cannot heal a physical illness. There is so much each of us can do just by trying to be what someone once termed a beneficial presence in the world. We share so much, we human beings, no matter where we are in the world or how differently we live. We each are born, grow, experience happiness and sadness, perhaps become parents or grandparents, savor, cry, laugh, and if we're lucky, grow old. And what is it all about, our life? Each of us has the challenge of figuring that out. Perhaps the point of life, if we're lucky enough to not be in situations that are catastrophic or nearly impossible to get through, like our fellow human beings who have to live through wars or become refugees, if we are lucky enough to have a secure enough life that we even have the luxury of contemplating what life is about. Perhaps the point of life is to be connected to others. However imperfect our connections, to keep trying to be loving and lovable, to, through our words and actions, care for those who need care, to accept that we too need care. For me, sharing these episodes with you has been a profoundly satisfying experience. Even though I don't know your faces or names, I know that thousands of episodes are being listened to all over the world. How amazing technology is that it's possible for me to talk to you all over the world, to share with you portraits of my own life experiences from the age of 34 to 70, from young motherhood to grandmotherhood. I am grateful to you for listening. It is my belief that telling others what it has been like and listening to others tell, as I have done as a clinical social worker and in my own life with friends and family, I believe that telling and listening are among our most valuable human gifts to one another. As is said in AA, we share our experience, strength, and hope with one another. It is in this way that healing can happen. The podcast series will remain online and can be listened to again. If you are so inclined, you're invited to email me at info@diariesletterstories.com or at cornelia119@comcast.net. Let me know if you'd like to be notified when the book is published. Thank you for listening. Thanks, too, to Steve Robinson for his amiable self and unflappable audio editing, and without whose suggestion I would never have even thought of making a podcast. And thanks to Sue Jenkins for her calm, always responsive technical assistance. She is a gifted teacher. Our music, which to me is such a perfect sound for the mood of reflection I've wished to convey, is by composer Federico Mompou, M-O-M-P-O-U, and is titled Intimate Impressions, number 2.